Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Jones, and InfoWars is on fire as we enter the great confrontation with the fabled New World Order. Ladies and gentlemen, all the pieces came together in the last 24 hours, and I have got chills shooting up and down my spine right now. I have the legislation, I have the statements, I have the videos, I have the admissions of the criminal elements of the deep state and the United States government running Ukraine for over a decade as a money laundering operation, admitting that the censorship and control and secret arrest and torture and murder of people that just say, I'm against this war and I think Zelensky's bad, they are on the news. Mainstream media is running around like this is a good thing. With the Associated Press, rounding people up. This is unprecedented. Now, this is such an incredible moment to be alive and to have our media that is the enemy of the people publicly celebrating the secret police breaking down doors and saying, you are critical of Zelensky, you're critical of this war. And so now you're going to go to a prison for decades. And you're going to be tortured, and a lot of you are going to be killed. You've already seen how they shoot him in the knees. This is as bad police state as you can get. This is North Korea. And they're saying it on national television. And this is being aired all over the U.S. is a good thing to take people away for mildly criticizing a corrupt government. And the people confessing that, well, yeah, I did criticize the war. And then the women under Stockholm Syndrome groveling and hugging and kissing the asses of the secret police paramilitary teams that are going around and arresting everybody. Now, you have to understand, our government is directing that while simultaneously calling for similar things here. Barack Obama came out and gave a speech last week, little attention, but it's going viral now. And said, we need to go beyond just censorship. With the new Ministry of Truth, we need to start arresting people, basically. It's what his surrogates are saying, but he said we need to go beyond the current censorship. And anyone criticizing what we're doing is promoting violence. Even if you don't say I want violence, if you say we have a bad, corrupt government, that's violence. And you need to be debanked, deplatformed, and arrested. And, of course, Obama really is the president right now. He's his third term. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
I am begging every listener and viewer of this show to realize that you are the vanguard of resistance to this takeover, and that if you will simply continue to spread the word about the broadcast and warn the people and raise the alarm like Paul Revere's, we can galvanize our legislatures, our towns, our cities, and our Congress to come out against what's happening. Now let me be very specific here, and then I'll go through all the evidence because it's massive. The Republican Party is bought off by big tech, most of them. They're almost as bad as the Democrats. There is a Trumpian populist nationalist movement that Trump wrote in on, but Trump did not create, that is taking over the Republican Party and is very popular with the people of every race, color, and creed because they're populist too and want common sense. They don't want open borders. They don't want devalued currency. They don't want drag queen pedophile story time. They don't want all these wars. They don't want the tyranny of the Great Reset. So the system is in a total panic, knowing it's losing control and knowing that the big corporate global empire that BlackRock and Vanguard and the rest of them have set up, that the U.S. military enforces, is coming to an end everywhere. So they want to start a major global war on top of the previous lockdowns and new lockdowns as the pretext for why everything collapses, so there'll be a true global reset of the world currencies into digital programmable tokens they control. That's all been announced. It's all being pushed. The UN is setting it up. The treaty is set to be signed by Biden on, what, the 23rd of this month to put the UN in control of all of our health care and pandemic responses. I mean, it's happening now, everything. The planets of tyranny are aligning. But in this moment, the world's waking up. And they're trying to have this paradox where they admit, yes, we want dictators. Yes, we want to oppress people. Yes, we want to arrest those that disagree with the great, loving New World Order takeover. That's Bloomberg, AP, Reuters. I showed you the headlines last week, just dozens of them. Dictatorship's good. Censorship's good. We need less freedom. We need more dictatorial power. Those are headlines. And then all over the Sunday news shows and all over last week's shows, I've got like 20 of them here. Can't even cover them all. Of major government spokespersons and others on TV saying, we need to take control of the information and not let the American people have access to Elon Musk or access to Alex Jones or access to any of this. We've got to stop it and take over everything. They're doing that out of extreme weakness. So they are normalizing ministries of truth, shutting down everybody that disagrees with them, arresting everybody. And that Biden's a good dictator. I'm showing the headlines right now from the Washington Post, Bloomberg, you name it. And then I've got all these clips of Obama and others saying, big tech isn't going far enough with censorship. We need more. And then he points to a white paper that calls for arresting people. And his minions on national TV have got three clips saying, we want the European Union-style control. And Macron has now announced an ID based on the vaccine passport to buy and sell. So has Australia. So has New Zealand. So has Italy. Oh, and it also tracks your carbon and tells you how much you can eat and when you can go out and when you're allowed to rent a car. Everything I told you about was in their own documents. Of course, they attacked me when I was reporting their own documents because they didn't want to form any opposition to it. But now it's here. Where is Congress? We have Tulsi Gabbard's saying that Obama is becoming a dictator and that Obama's really in control, just as I've told you. You can see it for yourself with his own alternate White House 2 miles away from the White House. He was still president when Trump was in, with all his stay-behind networks and the government rebelling against the people. So we're in a corporate coup here. So what's the answer? We've got to hammer Rand Paul, hammer Josh Hawley, hammer Senator Cruz, hammer them all and just say, look, you know about the Great Reset and the New World Order. You know if you push too hard, they come after you. But they're already coming after us. You need to come out and admit to America there's been a corporate global coup through the corporations, and that it's illegal and it's dangerous, and that they have a ministry of truth and want to start arresting their political opposition ahead of the election in 190 days. And they're obviously going to stage false flags as the pretext for that because they know it's over. They lost. Now, use the Terminator analogy from the 1980s James Cameron one. Skynet had already been blown up. Skynet was already defeated. So they had to send a Terminator back in time to try to kill the leader of the resistance. That's a simple analogy, but that's it. They've already lost. Now all they can do is start a giant war and a world collapse and hope things are so bad during that that you ignore all the crimes they've committed and the Ponzi schemes and the thousands of trillions of dollars they created and gave themselves and the hyperinflation. We're coming to the end of the mega bubble. And out of it is world hunger, starvation, collapse. It's all being admitted. And these guys are hinging everything on you being stupid and not watching and learning what they're saying and doing. Because seriously, here's the paradox. They have to do a tightrope walk where they got to act confident at their Davos groups, which is the public Bilderberg group, and their CFR meetings, and brag about their world government, brag about chemtrailing, and brag about pedophilia, and brag about world government, and brag about world currencies, and brag about medical IDs, and brag about the cashless society, and the social credit scores, and the carbon taxes. To sit up there in their suits and their big 100-foot jumbotrons, and you know, behind their curtain like the Wizard of Oz. So they got to admit all the stuff they're doing to their minions, and that less than 0.5% that administer all this, that are waging war against humanity, that are eugenicists, that openly say you have no free will, we're going to kill all of you, like Harari, and where they admit the whole world government chips under your skin to buy and sell, but then simultaneously gaslight everyone. Sometimes in the same newspaper the same day, it'll say, we need dictatorship. We need censorship. By the way, over here, Alex Jones is crazy and needs to be arrested. He ran January 6th, and he claims there's a world government that wants to take your freedoms away and bring in a world ID. And what they're telling everybody is, hey, this is real, and if you don't go along with it, you'll end up like Alex Jones. They've now moved from denying it to like, yeah, we're setting up tyranny. Yeah, we're secretly arresting people. Yeah, we're totally taking over. What's she going to do about it? And they get up on TV and brag about, yeah, we told the head of the Ukraine, if they investigated my son, I'd hold back $1 billion, and son of a bitch, they fired him, you know. And they're just up there all exercising their power and pissing in our faces. And so you can go along with them all you want. Your life will get much worse if you even live, if you're even alive in 2030. Because under their plan, they plan on 80-90% of us being dead in 2030 officially. Harari says by 2044, there'll be no humans left. And they worship this man. This is their plan. And Ray Kurzweil and all of them make similar statements. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing. I have no privacy, and life's never been better. That's from the World Economic Forum's own words gaslighting you. Yeah, life's never been better because you're going to be dead. Now, if we survive this or mitigate it, well, they'll be saying in 8 years, well, Jones said, you know, we'd 90% would be dead. Only 1 billion starved to death in the Great Famine. Only 500 million in the Great New War. So he was wrong. I mean, it's already 40-something million extra starved to death the last 2 years, the UN admits, and I believe the number. 40 extra dead million people because they locked everything down, not from the virus. And it's just a tiny little footnote. So when we come back, I've got Obama saying we need more censorship and government control, Ministry of Truth, and then the most shocking video ever, AP drooling and saying, watch traitors being rounded up for mildly criticizing Zelensky and saying that a lot of people don't support the ongoing war and want peace. You say mild things, they come to your house in military gear, and they take you away for years in prison. Ukraine hunts down traitors. And remember, Ukraine is the model for what the globalists want to do in America, and the globalists are running the whole response to Ukraine and bragging about it and admitting it all, and I have all their admissions right here. And what is Obama saying? We need the European model here. In Germany, in England, they arrest you for political incorrectness. This is the reality. Laying down will only make it worse for you. Standing up is what built this country in freedom, and I intend to not disgrace my ancestors. I will stand firm to the end.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Все хорошо.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is where we live on planet Earth. And powerful corporate forces have taken over the planet through money laundering, drug dealing, sex trafficking, and mainly creating artificial currency for themselves that they use to buy up infrastructure and media and control and build giant armies. And they think there's too many of us. And they want to get rid of the human infestation that is on their land and their property. They believe they stole it through fraud, fair and square, and that we didn't resist them. So they believe survival of the fittest, social Darwinism. So you can say whatever you want about the political systems of the world and what the churches are saying and what's going on. But this that you're hearing on air is the reality. If you're a TV viewer, you saw that. That is something the AP was there covering, very proud of. Here's AP, Associated Press. And believe me, AP is a mouth of the U.S. government, cracks down on traitors helping Russian troops. And then it goes on to say they post things saying they want Zelensky to make a deal and that the majority of people in Ukraine are of Russian background and that they think Zelensky stole the election, that they don't like the fact that 8 years ago that the West admits they overthrew the elected president. And when you say that, they come and take you to a slave camp. For years of imprisonment, torture, and in many cases, death. These are the real images. And when you understand this is all being directed, that's even mainstream news, by the Pentagon, you understand that the terror that is taking place and going on, you've seen the war crimes. So let's go over some of these headlines here that back all this up and tie it all together. It's incredible information. But first, understand that's what they plan to bring here. And if we don't have a major political awakening by successive approximation, the deep state's going to bring in the Ministry of Truth, bring in all the censorship, bring in the false flags, start the arrest, and try to disqualify many members of Congress that oppose it from even being in office. That's called dictatorship. And Obama is in his third term, now officially a dictator. I study the math. I know the numbers. Obama won his first election massively. People were sick of Bush and the wars and the rest of it. That was a landslide for him. He was part of the same group. Neocon leftist power axis. And then he barely won the next time, even though he ran against puppets both times. Trump won a massive landslide, but they almost stole it from him in 2016. Biden lost massively, but through election fraud, you know the rest of the story. So Obama is running things. That's even mainstream news. They call him the president. They call him the acting president. He is a dictator. And dictators call for intensified surveillance. That's what it is to censor. You have to surveil as well and to censor. And they're establishing a censorship board that calls for the arrest of people they disagree with. And for the EU model of arresting people. And that goes on all over the Western world now, except here. In Australia, they come arrest you at your house for your speech. In the UK, they do it for political correctness. In Germany, it's massive. Many people they arrest, they beat to death, including medical doctors. It's here. We need to recognize that we have been put into this tyranny, or we will boil like the frog in the pot. The water is at boiling. We have to jump out now. And if Congress doesn't act, they have to understand there will be a cascade of coups to remove any Republicans that oppose them with things like the baseball field attack, the attack on Rand Paul, and the rest of it. So I understand that these men have done as best they think they can walking a tightrope, but you can't do that anymore because the New World Order is making its move now because they know they've lost. We are all in grave danger. Here is Obama. It's an incredible clip. He says, big tech doesn't go far enough in censorship. Hear it for yourself.
Now, the good news is that almost all the big tech platforms now acknowledge some responsibility for content on their platforms. and they're investing in large teams of people to monitor it. Given the sheer volume of content, this strategy can feel like a game of whack-a-mole. Still, talking to people at these companies, I believe they are sincere in trying to limit content that engages in hate speech, encourages violence, or poses a threat to public safety. They genuinely are concerned about it. They want to do something about it. But while content moderation can limit the distribution of clearly dangerous content, it doesn't go far enough.
And they go on to say, in the groups they push forward in the federal government, that anything they say is disinformation, then can cause violence, so you can be banned. And, of course, they define what disinformation is. Well, they are the biggest liars the planet's ever seen. Here's David Zerwacki. Dangerous with Elon Musk buying Twitter. We need to look to Europe. Total tyranny. You need regulation. You cannot let these guys control discourse in the country, or we are headed to hell. They're bringing us to hell. You can't let us have discourse. Can't let them talk. Trump opened the gates of hell, and now they're chasing us down. No, you're chasing us down. You're the ones sending pedophiles to the schools. You're the ones opening the borders. You're the ones sterilizing little kids. You're the ones destroying everything. Everybody, the border, everything. And then you say, when we don't like it, we're bad. Here he is.
No, I think there's a bigger problem that when we focus on the personalities of people like Elon Musk, and people say, oh, I think Elon's thinking this or that. There's a bigger problem here about how we are going to control the channels of communication in this country. In 1927, we had the Radio Act. 1934, the Communications Act. Congress stepped in. We made rules. FCC wasn't great, but it's still regulating the broadcast industry. You can't use vulgar language. You can't do all these things with speech. We gave over our what amounts to our airwaves or our internet waves to Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk. And we are in so much trouble because those guys believe in making money. We've already seen that with the 2016 election and Zuckerberg, when he was taking rubles for ads from Russia and say, oh, I think it's crazy to think they had any influence on this election. Musk is the same. Musk doesn't want it. Oh, you know, he's upset with the SEC, tried to, how dare they question him? You know what I'm saying? This is dangerous. We can't think anymore in this country. We don't have people, no, I'm serious, we don't have people in Congress who can make regulations that can make it work. I think we can look to the Western countries in Europe for how they are trying to limit it. But you need controls on this. You need regulation. You cannot let these guys control discourse in this country, or we are headed to hell. We are there. Trump opened the gates of hell, and now they're chasing us down.
There is a professor of media studies calling for the EU model, like you're seeing right now with the mass arrest and putting people in prison, not just in Ukraine, but other nations, for criticizing lockdowns, you name it. It's coming here now. Congress must act.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios.
Look at this headline. Panic CNN guest, a media professor who advises the Democrats, says, quote, how are we going to control the channels of communications in this country? And I played you a bunch of clips last week where they were all over the news saying, well, we just can't let them talk to each other. They'll vote us out. And you heard them. They're coming for us. They're going to get us. They're destroying us. They're unstoppable. What's the exact quote here? We cannot let these guys control discourse in this country, or we are headed to hell. We are there. Trump opened the gates of hell, and now they're chasing us down. They're the ones destroying the country. They're the ones in charge. And they're saying, we're destroying them. No, you're minions of a system that's coming down. It's going to destroy you, Professor. The food shortages. I have clips of Obama administration officials. I'm just going to start calling it the Obama administration. That's what it is. The Obama dictatorship. The third term. The third unelected term. That's what it is. And they're just up there saying that they've got to take over and they've got to silence all of us. And that inflation's a good thing, and they start laughing at us. So you can look at the correspondence dinner where they make jokes and laugh about inflation. We've got those clips, but I got another clip here where they have a Biden administration official, again, third administration of Obama, laughing and saying inflation is good. Again, they don't know when the French Revolution started, and Marie Antoinette really said when there were hundreds of thousands in the city starving to death and tens of thousands at the gates, saying, we need food, we're starving to death. And if she really said, let them eat cake, and they had giant granaries of food enough to feed them all for months. But they are actually saying, let them eat cake. And their answer is surveillance and censorship, and then it's not going to work, and so then it'll be secret arrest and torture, and then in an armed country like this, it'll blow sky high, which is what globalist forces want, and then you'll get your world currency, and you'll get all the controls after 6 months, a year of civil war. So let me be 1,000,000,000,000% clear. Let me be infinity clear. The last thing we want is any offensive violence. The last thing we want is blowing up federal buildings or shooting people. We're not the left that goes around burning things down. And the globalist provocateur obviously ran Oklahoma City. That is all they've got left. It's the only cards they have. And you can see them saying white people and Trump supporters are terrorists and they're the number one terror threat. And just making up all this BS because they're building up towards those events. Just as sure as the sun came up this morning. And we need Congress to understand this and understand that this is not going to be like business as usual. But, of course, when Mayorkas, the head of DHS, was asked, give us one example of white supremacist terror in the last few years. Couldn't give one. Not one. Could you have some examples of black on white? Tens of thousands of horrific ones we know of. And that's not all black people. It's not even a big minority. But it's a sizable minority of really hateful black supremacists that have been told by the media that whites deserve to be raped, robbed, killed, carjacked, you name it. And it's going on, and it's now not 10 to 1 like it used to be black on white crime. It's over 20 to 1 in blue cities. I've seen numbers as high as 30 to 1. Everybody knows that. So their answer is the exact opposite. Now, do I blame black people in general because there is a sizable minority of black folks that are foaming at the mouth, race baiters, because the media hyped them and brainwashed them and told them to do it? No, I don't. But that's the reality of these people, and they want us divided and conquered and killing each other because their system is coming down in a controlled demolition to bring in the new system. They had to implode the old system, use it to get more power and control. Now they're bringing it down to bring in the new system that's 100,000 times worse. I mean, total surveillance, total control, cashless society, programmable tokens, where the money tells you what you can do with it and how you can spend it and where you can go. I mean, it is hell on earth. I have all the manuals and all the UN training plans going back 15 years and all the Operation Locksteps and all the Planned-opolis programs and everything. We know exactly what it'll look like, how it'll run, what they're going to do. We have the whole damn plan. And I sit up here more than any other talk show host, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, they're great. But they're not going to the final step of it's a huge world government takeover, corporate takeover, because there is a pre-programmed demonization for decades of that information. So when they finally did it, everybody knows not to criticize it. And it's at that critical moment where we don't engage this and we don't fight this that it's over. And by the way, Tucker does a lot slicker job than me and does actually cover all this in a very populist way, and he's gone further than anybody else in mainstream media. I'm just saying we have to call for action by the governors and the legislatures and the churches and everybody to just stand up and say, we know what you're doing. We know what you're planning. We don't want World War III. We don't want a collapsed dollar. We don't want open borders. We don't want Agenda 2030. We don't want mass depopulation. And that's all I'm saying is this is the globalist planned corporate world takeover. For decades in the planning, we're here. We had all their training documents. They were so arrogant. And really going to let them do this to you and your family? That is the big question. Now, one of my favorite pastors, if not my favorite, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, has witnessed how the left takes over countries. He's going to be joining us in the second hour. I'm going to then open the phones up in the third hour. And Joe Slim is in the fourth hour, and then Owen Schroyer in the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. Also, next segment, have a really big, important announcement about victory and how to win and what's happening and some very exciting news-making things that are extremely important. That is coming up here. We go to break in about 3 minutes. But let me start trying to get to some more of these clips as I mentioned them. Here is NBC's Hassan saying that there's a neo-Nazi GOP group, and it's a pivotal moment that we all have to be basically censored. Here it is.
I mean, it's easy in American discourse to talk simplistically about the far left and the far right as two equally dangerous fringe blocks. Elon Musk has done it plenty of times just in the past week. But here's the difference. America's far left wants to give us free healthcare and free childcare. America's far right wants to give us white supremacy and no democracy. And this asymmetrical polarization of U.S. politics would be laughable if it weren't so horrifying. We are living through an unspeakably dangerous moment. The pro-QAnon, pro-neo-Nazi faction of the Republican Party is poised to expand dramatically come the midterms. We're just 2 years from Donald Trump very possibly re-seizing executive power. If that happens, we may look back on this past week as a pivotal moment when a petulant and not-so-bright billionaire casually bought one of the world's most influential messaging machines and just handed it to the far right. I'm joined now by Molly Jong Fast, a contributing writer at The Atlantic and the author of The Wait, What...
There you go, branding all their opposition as Nazis. Let's play Biden. Let's play clip 2 and 7, Biden talking about how inflation's funny and making jokes about it all. And then we'll play the clip of one of the officials in his administration. That's clip 22. Biden official Samantha Power celebrates fertilizer shortages. I mean, that's mass death guaranteed right there in the third world and collapsing third world to flood us. So let's play those clips back to back.
I'm really excited to be here tonight with the only group of Americans with a lower approval rating than I have.
You know, I think ever since you've come into office, things are really looking up. You know, gas is up, rent is up, food is up, everything. No, it really has been a tough first year for you, Mr. President.
Fertilizer shortages are real now because Russia is a big exporter of fertilizer. And even though fertilizer is not sanctioned, less fertilizer is coming out of Russia. As a result, we're working with countries to think about natural solutions like manure and compost. And this may hasten transitions that would have been in the interest of farmers to make eventually anyway. So never let a crisis go to waste, but we really do need this financial.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Processing plant. Chesapeake Fire hits industrial fire at Purdue Farms facility. Chesapeake Fire Department responds to industrial fire at Purdue Farms facility. It's happening every day at unprecedented statistical numbers. No way this is happening naturally. And it's happening in Russia and it's happening in Europe. Yeah, you're seeing Extinction Rebellion, the people that control that, launch their attack. The globalists aren't just hitting medical research facilities they don't control now. They're hitting it all. This is the purposeful takedown of the borders, the infrastructure, education, everything. Orders are being given to Democrats and leftists worldwide that will destroy the social compact, the social contract, and that will annihilate goodwill between the people and the government. And the fools carrying this out think they're about to be part of a takeover. They're not taking over. They're destroying everything. All the billionaires that run it doubled their money in the last 2 years on average. Speaking of money, you have seen how there are hundreds of articles a day, dozens of national TV programs a day, conservatively, can't even track it all, saying Alex Jones is a criminal, Alex Jones is evil, Alex Jones needs to be shut down. And now we have these articles coming out from the Statesman.com and the Washington Post and ABC News. Look at this headline. Feds back Sandy Hook families in legal fight with Alex Jones. Now, I learned about this when I declared limited Chapter 11 bankruptcy for reorganization a week and a half ago. And the lawyers said, wait till you talk about it because we want to get the transcript. This is so unbelievable. And we have it now. The head of the Justice Department agency directed them to contact the trustees who are retired judges. So we went out and, you know, did the most standard clean thing you can do. And you have outside groups coming in that are highly respected and told them, quote, you are not to help Alex Jones. They said, we've never gotten a call like this. What do you mean? Everybody has access to the courts. They said, no. It is the policy of the Biden administration that no one is to help Alex Jones. And then they're in the news saying, I'm a criminal for going into federal court, and then I've come to the deep state for help. No, those are the courts of the people to say there's all these lies about us, and that we have hundreds of millions of dollars when I don't have $5 million. And that I'm going to be investigated for this. Okay, great. Plant whatever you want. It's all a lie. I'm sick of the media putting out this information about us. I'm tired of these controlled state courts where they file the political operatives that they openly control. And so I've gone to a respected bankruptcy judge in Texas and said, come check it out. Send in. We've told the court can send. Not trustees, the court can come in here. They can see everything. I gave all this to the Sandy Hook people in a defamation case, was ordered to. And then I was defaulted, and they said I gave them nothing and or fake information. Really, prove that. Because we didn't. Number one, I know I'm a major target. We run a very clean ship here. Number two, I'm a good guy, and I don't engage in fraud. And that's the next thing. We got a little over $1 million donation last week from a Bitcoin whale, who I want to thank again on the air. And I said on air, I said, we raised $1 million last week in the money drive, but most of it was products. We made about $500,000. I said, we need about $2.5 million just to buy product this year to keep funding ourselves with the product. If not, I've got to start deciding what we're going to do. I told you that on air. And then you notice a few days later, it broke from the SPLC that spies on us, that terrorist organization in my view. Anonymous donor drops $1 million in Bitcoin on Alex Jones. And I told you last week. And they act like, ooh, we caught him. Oh, my gosh, we caught Alex Jones. Oh, my gosh, he's so bad. In his bankruptcy filing, you know, he said he sells merchandise to fund himself. How evil is that? And then I have the First Amendment, even worse. Well, guess what? You must have made the donor mad. I don't know who they are, where they are. They could be in Japan, could be in the U.S., could be who knows where. But I appreciate them. Whoever they are bought hundreds of millions of dollars of Bitcoin at a lower price back in 2016, never spent any of them, and has now given us $1 million of Bitcoin. And you must have upset them, whoever they are, because, oh, sorry to the left and the globalists, they gave us $1 million more on Saturday. Let me break that for you while you sit there and say we're covering it all up and hiding it in bank accounts and all this crap. So, we no longer have $3 million in the company, barely enough to make payroll and operate my product. We now have $5 million. And we're going to file all that with the bankruptcy court, too, before they can run and do it and say we're hiding money. Because that's what these liars do. Everything they say about us is what they are doing. And then that money, when the court sees, is enough to run this place, they won't be able to say, I've got hundreds of millions of dollars and tell a Texas jury under default that this man's already guilty. He's not allowed to talk at trial. That's been filed by the judge. He can have no defense. This is their new system. And he's got $100 million. No, I don't. I've got $400,000 in my personal account. And that's just enough to pay bills and my own personal legal bills. And I'm not even into money. I don't dislike having a nice car, being able to fly first class, whatever, but I don't do what I do for money. They could offer me $10 billion. I wouldn't sell out to them. But thank God for the people getting upset and angry, understanding that we're going to lose everything if we don't all start standing up. And the wealthy people out there need to know that you're a fraction of the people that have supported InfoWars, and it's mom and pops and common hardworking folks that have been doing it. And I've asked the people with wealth out there to step up to the plate and go to InfoWars.com/crypto and choose more than 20 ways you can donate right there. And then the funds will go into this operation to keep the crew employed, to keep our journalism going, to keep warning the people as modern Paul Revere's, and to fight these legal battles. Because the $2.5 million that have come in extra in the last 2 weeks is just enough to buy the product into the future to make the money to then pay for all the crew and the uplinks and the bandwidth and the legal. So we need to still have people buying product and everything just to stay on track. But you've taken us from the red right up to the black, and it's gone again like the widow's mite. every day she'd wake up and enough oil, enough grain for her and her daughter to feed themselves and not starve was there, all because they gave the prophet, I'm not saying I'm a prophet, but this is the Bible story, the prophet, when he was hungry, they gave him everything they had. And so God just kept refilling it right as they needed it. And the archetype of that, whether you believe the story is true or not, is that's how God works. And I have experienced that where I was on air saying, we need $2.5 million just to get solvent. And it came in. Little donations, big donations, it all comes together. And I would love to have even more money in my war chest. We can do so much more, but God's working through you. So please keep going to InfoWarsStore.com. We've been great products, great books, films, T-shirts, supplements, shortwave radios, just thousands of great items. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We also had a lot of folks write in and make donations at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. I want to thank all of you that did that. You know who you are. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Thank you for taking the time to do that. Because, listen, I am not going to back down. I physically can't do it. And I'm not going to give up, but I could, like a horse that's been roding too hard, collapse. And so thank you for giving us hope to keep fighting on, because I was coming down the line with really important decisions to make about what we were going to do. Either not order more products, sell out what we have enough funds for 6, 7, 8 months, and then implode, or Lord knows what. I mean, I had no other option, or start laying everybody off now and imploding the show down, you know, with a smaller crew and not putting out all the video reports and letting go all the great people like Greg Reese and, you know, so many others. And I just don't want to do that. That's important work we're doing. So thank you for believing in us. We believe in you, and you've got my commitment to fight even harder and never back down. And I salute you and I thank you. And I thank the individual, know you're a man, a woman, old, young, black, white. I don't know who you are, but thank you for what you've done. And we've been contacted by some other very interesting, high powered people since then saying they want to come in and help as well, because they understand there's a key battle for the future happening in InfoWars, and the enemy sees that and wants to take down this standard of freedom. But we're not going to let them do it. Thank you so much.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues.